Titus chapter 1. The chapter begins by mentioning the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and which now, at his appointed season, he has brought to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of our God and Savior. Verses 2 and 3. With the same faith that a child believes the promises of his father and affirms to his little friends that it will be so because his father promised him, and his father does not lie. Likewise, with the same simple and sincere faith, we trust in his promises. How frustrated we are when we arrive on time for an appointment and don't get seen for 2 hours. How many politicians promise and do not deliver. But God always keeps his promises. His answers come from before the world began. But it manifests itself in due time. Here, it is not about promising a boy to take him fishing, which is very important because it can affect him for the rest of his days here on earth. Here, it is a promise that eternally impacts the destiny of a human being. In the same way, the sun never grows weary of shining, nor stream flowing. It is God's nature to keep his promises. Therefore, go immediately to his throne and say, "Do as you promised."